I grew up in a world where everything evolved around politically. Everything evolved around Israel, and the power was amazing.
Good morning, AIPAC. Good morning.
I will be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu later today, and President Obama will meet with him tomorrow.
He once called me the first Jewish president. Stand up for Israel and look out for the rights of the Jewish people.
I could be elected Prime Minister today. If I ever decided to give this up and go over to Israel, I would be elected very quickly. They have polls at 99%.
When Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism.
I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist, for I am.
We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make Israel great again.
And we're going to make Israel great again.
We need to support Israel. No ands, ifs, or buts.
So we have to save Israel. Look, you're here for a reason. We have to save Israel. This is no longer games.
That film is going to be an absolute game changer. Occupied, coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. Need your support. Head over to StuPeters.com. Again, head over to StuPeters.com. There is a Stu Crew button there. We need you to rise up and be the most important part of this army and support us. As you know, we have walked away from certain sponsors. Others have walked away from us to avoid being attached to, you know, the virulent anti-Semite Stu Peters. They definitely don't want their brands attached to the scrutiny that people come under. People make a lot of sacrifice to talk about this particular issue. When you name Jews, you are committing financial suicide. But it has to be talked about. And if nobody else with a large platform is willing to go straight after it, then we have to be the tip of the spear, and I need your help. That's all there is to it. StuPeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button. It's $9 a month. We're giving the first month away for $1 right now. All kinds of giveaways that you'll be able to participate in, behind-the-scenes stuff, Stu Peters off-the-record segments. StuPeters.com. So if you thought that this hurricane season was coming to a close after those two back-to-back storms, the man-made Milton and, of course, the geo-engineered and manipulated Helene ripped through the southern United States, killing hundreds, maybe thousands of people, causing billions of dollars worth of damage. Well, unfortunately, if that's what you thought wrong. Because this hurricane season is far from over as things currently stand. There are nearly 50 days of hurricane season left, though we could see storms continue to form after that if what we've seen in years past is any precedent. So since Milton made landfall, at least two storms have formed out in the Atlantic off the coast of Africa, and another is developing in the Caribbean. All of this is happening right now. And while the first storm, which was named Leslie, looks to have been lost at sea, Nadine and Oscar, they're already threatening the United States. And they haven't even officially been declared tropical storms at this point. According to the so-called experts, one of these systems is currently forming in the Caribbean right around Mexico and Cuba, and there's a medium to high chance that it will gather enough force to make landfall in the United States as a hurricane. Do you think that Floridians can go through this anymore? Or what about the people of Western North Carolina? And the other storm is still across the Atlantic off the coast of Africa. And again, we're hearing that there's a medium to high chance that that one could become a hurricane and threaten the United States. So at the very same time, two storms with the potential to become hurricanes are forming on opposite sides of the Atlantic Ocean, and both of them are believed to be threats. To say the least, this is highly unusual. But of course, 2024 has been an unusual year altogether, and as of now, the National Hurricane Center is predicting that 2024 will be the biggest hurricane season ever, producing more storms than at any other time in history. These storms are coming one right after the other. They're hitting critical population centers that are then left to fend for themselves by our government. And they're not just hitting the United States, because we talked about the other week a storm that recently formed off the coast of Mexico and made landfall almost immediately with no warning, wiping out an entire city and likely creating thousands of new homeless migrants with an incentive to head for the U.S. border. So it's pretty easy to see why this year, of all years, there's been this mass awakening to the reality of weather modification, weather weaponization, weather manipulation, geoengineering. There's absolutely no doubt on this earth that the United States government has been manipulating and attempting to weaponize the weather for decades, dating all the way back to at least the 1940s. And it's not some kind of secret. All of this is openly admitted. The Department of Defense ran a program during the Vietnam War called Operation Popeye, which they said was so successful that it was almost too successful, as they were able to seize control of monsoon season and wash away North Vietnamese supply lines. They brag about it. And in the 21st century, if you're paying attention, if you could surmise that these weather weaponization efforts have been kicked into high gear and they have been turned against the American people, you would be right. Because it's obvious. Just look at what you're seeing right before your eyes. Just look at the massive increase in hurricanes over the past 20 years. Think back to Hurricane Katrina. You know, everybody was saying, oh, thank God, Milton isn't slamming into the coast at a Category 4 or a Category 5. We're going to escape disaster. Hurricane Katrina was a Category 3. I think people forget that. And that's when everything changed when it came to hurricanes. It was one of the first storms that people started looking at and started questioning human intervention. Hurricane Katrina took a completely unnatural path straight toward major population centers on the Gulf Coast as it made its way to its target, because it got stronger and stronger, even stalling out and then strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico's warm water one last time before then just picking up its speed and slamming into New Orleans. And Katrina wasn't alone. Hurricane season 2005 shattered previous records, with 15 hurricanes forming over the course of that hurricane season that extended all the way into January of 2006. And since then, there's been even bigger increases in severe storms. In 2020, the not-so-old hurricane record was doubled when 30 hurricanes were named, obviously setting a new record. And then again in 2024, the experts say that we can expect another record-breaking year, eclipsing a mass of 30 storms. It's not some kind of natural increase. And you're insane if you believe that. This is an off-the-charts, astronomical leap that has killed thousands of people. And because the general population is noticing that something just isn't quite right, these storms can't just be written off as gas stoves and climate change. So the government and the media are now working overtime to shut down anyone who talks about weather modification. And that's why it's, of course, something that is so important to talk about, because something is going on. We're noticing it, and we're going to expose it. To help us do that, we're joined now again by somebody who's been doing a fantastic job over on the X platform exposing all of this into thin air, is how you'll find him on X. So over 30 hurricanes expected in 2024, which shatters the previous record of 30, which doubled the previous record of 15 hurricanes. Make some sense of this for us.
Well, the only sense you can really make, and thank you for having me on again, Stu. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
I enjoy your work a lot. Right off the bat, I want to tell you an interesting stat. We're, as of right now, number four, costliest hurricane season ever as far as damage. We're at $81 billion. The only three seasons above us are 2022, 2025, and 2017 was $294 billion. Once we assess all the damage that took place in the Carolinas, because we're dealing with an after landfall damage situation, which is going to count towards the hurricane season, I think this is going to blow 2017 out of the water. And I think that was the whole point here. There's going to be a lot of insurance issues. There's going to be a lot of people that will not get their homes back. And that was the point of the situation. Now when you were talking about the hurricane upwelling and all that stuff, what I think is happening here is hurricanes that are forming. Some are natural, some are not. I mean, getting into HARP, how HARP affects the jet stream, and then eventually you can control the conditions to make these hurricanes in the states. But I think they're taking hurricanes that are forming or very prime conditions, and they're harnessing energy in those areas, and they're almost hitting hurricanes as a grid pattern. I have an interesting graphic I forgot to give you before we started here, but I posted it yesterday. There's an even gap since 2017 from South Florida all the way up through the panhandle of major hurricane landfalls from 2017. This includes Texas and Louisiana as well. If you look at this document or this graphic, you see that they are like specifically hitting certain areas with perfectly spaced gaps in between from 2017 moving forward. That doesn't even count Katrina.
I'm trying to find it on your X here.
Yeah, so I have that one pinned for you. It's about probably four posts down. Actually, let me just pin this. I'll pin it and you'll see it right away.
Does it have the four different windows on it?
No, it's only got one image.
Okay, yeah. If you want to pin that real quick, but I mean, this is no secret, and you can look over here. The NOAA is predicting above normal 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, and of course now these other storms are forming. What have you seen about these others while they're pulling that up?
The storms that are coming now.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is actually three storms that are actually coming. They have one labeled on the NHC websites right now. That's the one coming from Africa. There's another one coming up from Jamaica, Cuba area. It's not so much forming yet, but the conditions are there. It's the same way that I had it written down. One of these other hurricanes formed that was projected to skip left into Mexico and go into the Pacific Ocean, but it's coming right up to the Gulf. So we may have a situation now where we're going to have a hurricane coming in from the west coast to Africa and a hurricane coming into the Gulf at the same time. So we'd be seeing two hurricanes within the next week heading towards the United States.
So explain this graph, what we're looking at here from the two first alert.
Yeah, so this is from 2017 through basically today. You're looking at every major hurricane landfall within the Gulf. All you have to do is look at the state of Florida. Look at the west coast of Florida from Irma all the way up to Michael. They're evenly spaced apart. There's no two major hurricane landfalls that are even close together. I mean, that's insane right there. If you look in between Ida and Michael, we've had some lower hurricanes hit that before 2017, but you can actually make educated guesses right now that you're going to see a major hurricane between Ida and Michael at some point in the next, probably, I'm assuming this is like a 10-year program they're doing here, 2017 to 2027. You're going to have all these major landfalls taking away strategic areas of the Gulf. I mean, it's right there in that graphic. The news put out this graphic. I didn't even make it. I just added the WTF in the line so you could see it better.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Those things are spaced apart almost completely symmetrically.
Right. And they didn't focus on the east coast of Florida because that's a more of a rare thing. I think they're focusing on these Gulf areas. The west coast of Florida, I think, is an area they don't fully have control of as far as the land and things they want to do with it. The East Coast is a different story. But, I mean, what else can you make of this type of graph from 2017? That's not that long ago.
Well, also, I mean, is it no secret that warm waters fuel the strength of a storm?
Absolutely. And I have a lot of different posts out that led up to this hurricane season. The Antarctic anomaly. This thing went crazy back in April and May. It was this big frequency pulse that was picked up by only the wave models. So people were thinking like, okay, there's 80-foot waves coming from Antarctica flowing up the Atlantic Ocean up into the North Atlantic where all our hurricanes form. And it was my theory that they were heating the Atlantic Ocean. There was no waves. This thing was picking up a frequency coming from Antarctica to the point where the website actually put out a news release press on it and changed their wave model and removed it. It was from Germany, their wave model. And it was on multiple websites. And because this thing went viral, they removed the wave model from their site and added a different one. So you can't even see it anymore. But this is happening constantly. This pulse is coming from Antarctica, going through Boive Island and up into the northern Atlantic Ocean. And it's causing these weird snowstorms in Africa, weird floods in Brazil. Like it's causing all these issues up and down the Atlantic, wherever coastlines are on the Atlantic. So with that said, we're doing this over and over again, and then we had an issue with the heat dome in the Gulf. That was a big news thing going on in June before hurricanes really started picking up, and everyone's like, wow, the Gulf is hotter than it's ever been. We're talking 93-degree bathwater all over the Gulf of Mexico 2 months ahead of time. So we've been 2 months ahead of time with water temperatures since April, I want to say. A lot of them, that's why they assume this hurricane season would be so crazy is because of how far advanced in the season we were. We were in peak season conditions by May and June, but we didn't see storms, which is weird. They all started coming later.
This is one of the most active hurricane seasons I can remember, and this is coming from a guy who's lived in Florida since 2007.
Yeah, and if you remember, the beginning of the season was there was a lot of hype. We had Beryl, which was like an insane hurricane out of nowhere, not supposed to happen that time of year. And then we had basically nothing for a little while, and then boom, we've been getting hit left and right ever since. So it was a super late start to the season, but we're making up for it quick.
On your X account, I saw some things about the Northern Lights and then some other anomalies that are happening. Is there a connection with all of this? I mean, I don't remember the last time that everybody was simultaneously posting pictures of the Northern Lights from all across the country.
That's because it doesn't happen like that at all, because we went through a bunch of solar storms. We had a lot of big solar flares that were back to back to back. So that will, cause these Northern Lights to come down farther and farther south. But a lot of people are talking about the colors of them, and the colors didn't really make much sense. We were missing a lot of the greens and all that. A lot of people were seeing these bright reds. And on top of that, we're also in the middle of two different meteor showers, which they do happen every year, but there's something different about this one. It's focusing these sightings in the northeast of the United States. And just 2 days ago, after the Northern Lights, people were reporting meteor sightings like out of nowhere. There's one you're looking at right now from southeast Pennsylvania, where it actually exploded in the sky and likely hit the ground and became a meteorite. I don't know if you're playing. There's a loud bang in there and a flash. That's pretty much all there is. But it shows you that these things were taking place leading up to the auroras and after. And now we have a situation that no news agency has picked up or even spoken about. About two nights ago, multiple people saw and heard some sort of explosion in the sky. One guy saw a craft sparkling and crashing. His testimony is on the video, and people cannot figure out what's going on here. And a lot of people are assuming and thinking that these streaks in the sky were meteors that were entering the atmosphere, becoming meteorites once they hit the ground. And they're trying to keep it hush hush. Otherwise, this would be all over the news. Something crashed in the sky and was sparkling, and there's nobody talking about it.
This was over DC.
This was it apparently went over Raleigh, North Carolina. That's one of the witnesses saw, and then over DC. And then this guy you're looking at right now is the one that saw it and heard the sirens towards the end of that trail he's looking at right there. A lot of people thought that was a chemtrail, which makes sense. I heard they're spraying more at night. This is a little different because everyone's witnessing saying something streaking across the sky with a smoke trail coming out of it. It's wild. It's just wild that all this stuff's happening in the sky at the same time. So it's hard to not assume it's related, but it's like they something's wanting us to look up. I don't know if this is a lot of distractions, but if they're using this as a distraction, all that should do is tell you more about what they're capable of doing with weather.
We got to get moving on here. I'm already over time, but make sure that you check him out on X, Into Thin Air. This is some of the most bizarre things that I could ever imagine actually discussing on a program like this. But all of it is happening at once.
Yes.
Everything is happening all at one time. You have to understand that this has been stated as the goal, to overwhelm people with all of this type of information all at one time to keep you distracted. Something really big is coming. Mark my words, the October surprise may be coming. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. So I'm sure by now many of you have heard my requests for your help, being the most important part of this Truth Army, helping to monetarily support us as sponsors have left us, or because of my convictions, we have parted ways with certain sponsors, sponsors that donate some cash for films to have their names attached to them or to this network so that we can advertise them in front of millions of people every single day. But because of our commitment to the truth, whether it's uncomfortable or not, we are going to tell it. And so that comes with a tremendous sacrifice monetarily, to keep the network on the air and to keep us independent and to keep the films, the life-saving documentaries coming. We, of course, need funding, and that's why we're asking you for $9 a month. If you go over to StuPeters.com, there's a Stew Crew button right there. You click on that red button. It'll direct you to my locals page where you can sign up for $9 per month, $1 for your first month so that you can try it out, $90 for a full year. We'll give you 2 months off if you pay for the full year in advance. Now, as part of that, you receive benefits, of course. Early access to films, sneak peeks at teasers, behind-the-scenes content, my off-the-record segments where I talk more in detail about all of the things going on, from weaponized weather to alleged assassination attempts to, kinetic confrontation with Iran, the military-industrial complex, Israel, all of these things that are all hitting us all at one time. We don't have enough time in every single day's show to address those things. So I have an off-the-record segment. Plus giveaways. And this month, our featured spotlighted sponsor, which we want to do because these sponsors have remained brave. They've remained courageous and they've remained committed to the truth, life-saving truth that we do here. And this month's spotlighted sponsor is Curable. Millions of Americans suffer from dry or red skin, aches and pains, muscle soreness, even melanoma. And that's why our friends at Curable will be our spotlight sponsor for October. Now, at the end of this month, Curable was going to give away an amazing spa collection package to one of our locals subscription holders. The package will include a bundle of high-quality CBD-infused products that treat your body with the best American-grown CBD on the market today. As a matter of fact, the hemp fields are right up the road in the country, Hampton, Minnesota, from our studio. So if you sign up today and you're a subscription holder or one-time donation giver, actually, during the month of the giveaway, you'll be entered to win. And this month's gift is a basket filled with two spa bath bombs, two spa chapsticks, Epsom soaks, CBD, spa body lotion, hand creams, body creams, booty scrub. All you have to do is head over to curable.com. Again, that's curable.com. Go to stewpeters.com, sign up, click on the Stew Crew button. We also offer a coupon code for locals when you're signing up. Give you your first month for only $1. When you hit that Stew Crew button, just use the promo code StewCrew1, and it will reduce your first month to $1. So please visit our amazing Spotlight Sponsors page at Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L to get some of the best CBD products available. And Curable is offering a special deal for all of our viewers, 20% off at checkout with the code STEW20. So don't miss all this opportunity. Head on over to Locals by hitting the Stew Crew tab. You can find it at StewPeters.com or here on Rumble. Don't miss out on the amazing giveaways, the extra content, helping us stay online and delivering the truth that no one else will.